I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you are listening to Closet Confessions.
Yup.
The premise of this podcast is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet. We get our confessions off our chest and then we dive into yours. But you know what we need to do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought like that, I like to say my chick on the side. But she got one of these are my confessions.
That song had me in a chokehold around the school.
This is what I'm saying.
Had it in a chokehold.
But as ever, what's said in the closet
stays in the closet.
Let me tell you one thing about me. I know this is not how, this is not how this podcast is supposed to go today. Let me tell you one thing about me. I am very able to ignore certain cultural movements. Or I don't know why, but I'm. I've never watched White Lotus.
Neither have I.
I've never heard of BTS. Do you know what I mean? I'm very able to mind my business.
I think we're kind of the same
like,
with that.
I'm very like, no.
I'm like, I enjoy that you enjoy it, but I don't need to
But partake. Then, 3 years later, I'll be like, guys.
Oh my God.
Have you watched this thing too?
Everyone's like, no.
But in that moment, everything in my body refuses to engage in something that's deemed as popular culture.
Overhyped, yes!
I'm like, I'm not watching that.
That is a great confession. So that is the best confession.
I'm not doing that.
I am the same. I am
what
exactly.
What is it in us though?
I think it's.
Is it rebellion?
I think
what
it is.
Is it?
Because to me, it's like, why do I have to watch that to be deemed as cool?
Or be in.
Or in.
Make a new conversation.
Or, let's talk about something else.
Like, don't watch it. Not watching
or
it.
Or like, tell me about it. But like, I don't need to partake.
And what's so funny, considering how many of you are talking about it, I do think it must be good. Because everyone's like. Everyone's got an opinion, but I'm just like...
But I feel like, okay, and this may be controversial, I feel like there's a lot of sheep mentality.
Also, for someone that says she had no confessions...
You got a few.
As an influencer, I hate being influenced, you know?
It's been
and more. I can tell when you're influencing me. I can tell when a PR company's gone into overdrive, or I'm just like, you won't catch me. Not this time. I'll watch it in 6 months when the data doesn't matter. It's just rebellion. Like,
I don't think I can be influenced.
Ooh, girl.
You know what I mean?
You're better than me, girl.
I don't.
Because sometimes I see someone in a something and I know their purpose wasn't to influence, and yet Apple Pay can't be tapped quick enough.
So, okay, but that's. But okay, my definition of influence is like if somebody. Maybe it's convince is the word.
Oh,
I can't be convinced
I've got an
to like something.
Of that. Them. Fucking ugly Loewe sunglasses.
You hate those sunglasses.
I will die on the hill of I will burn every balloon Loewe sunglass into the ground for eternity. And I don't care how many fashion girlies rock them. I will not unsee my hate for this.
Yeah.
I will not be convinced.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
I will not. You can't convince. If I don't like it, I don't like it. And you're not gonna, it doesn't matter who it is. Even if Beyonce was like, I'm loving, I'd be like, good for you, girl.
I still hate.
Not for me.
I feel that.
I can't be convinced.
I feel that. And you know what? I wish like some of the younger people engaging in social media had that.
Yes.
What is even the confession? Anyway.
No, I'm gonna jump off of this confession for a second.
Okay.
Another confession of mine. I hate TikTok shop. Hold on. Let me land. Okay.
I'm the person on the runway with the lights.
Let me land. TikTok shop is one of the best and worst things to ever happen. Because some of you are forgetting we're on a cost of living crisis. And you're allowing every Tom, Dick, and Harry to convince you that you need this gadget, this whip, this dress, this... Babe, you don't need it. Rein it in. Calm down. Chill. And influencers, take advantage.
Right.
You're taking advantage of the fact that you're going to get a little commission. You're going to get a look off that TikTok shop. And you're now telling people, this is the best thing ever. No, it's not.
I don't understand TikTok shop. I see it. So what happens?
So TikTok shop, there are... So think of it like, you know the perfume shop?
Yeah.
Where it's not like Christian Dior is selling their perfumes. It's right. like this one place that has loads of different perfumes.
Got it.
So that's TikTok shop. It's like a hub of loads of different products from other...
Vendors. Got it.
So then you then go to a specific vendor on TikTok shop. You buy, purchase, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you can link the product that you have bought and promote it. If somebody buys from your link, they're getting paid for
it. So this is like affiliate links on steroids.
Exactly. Now, the reason I know TikTok shop is crazy because I didn't know what it did. I did this one gym set. I bought it off TikTok shop. I didn't even know what it did. I linked it. I was like, guys, the link is here. Like, if you want to get it, get it. If you don't, that's on you. Yeah. Why do I check my bank account on TikTok shop and I have a grand in there?
What? Let me link some things.
I have a grand in there. And bearing in mind, this video got like 1.4 million views, right? My ass was assing. My dong was donking.
You know what's annoying? The girlies have bought that not knowing the ass is not included. It's not included. That's what she didn't tell you. The body is not going to be in the leggings.
The body comes from grandmama, okay? But the ass was assing. So I was like, okay, the girls are rocking with the fit. Why do I check I've got a grand and it's still
that
growing?
That makes sense because 1.4 million...
And my problem is, I'm not saying don't sell on TikTok shop.
But the thing is, you did that. That was completely authentic. Do you get what?
And I've only ever done, I think I've only tagged two things.
Yes,
yeah,
that's completely authentic.
But sometimes I'm watching now and I'm like, I know you don't even like that.
Also.
I know you're not even using that. You've bought it for £5, £6 and now you're getting paid 70p, 80p.
Also, I just don't think you can build a brand or a lifestyle on affiliate linking.
Nah.
Like, it's just not.
No.
And I know so many people message me and they're like, Candice, you of all people should be doing affiliate links because people see the outfit.
I don't like affiliate links.
Number one, I ain't got the time.
I don't like them. They're messy.
Yeah, I don't mind them. There are times when someone I follow, they've posted something and I do want it. So I then do purposely buy through their link.
Oh, yeah.
Love to, but I'm just like, one girl tried to explain the setup to me. I said, no, ma'am.
It's giving Avon catalog.
Yeah. Little words when they used to come and collect the money every Friday from my dad.
That's what
I'm just like, no shade, no tea. I just can't do it.
There is a world and a space for it. And don't get me wrong, like you said, I buy from people who drop theirs. Like, absolutely, get your coins, girl. Even your Amazon storefront. I'll buy everything from that storefront if I want it, right? Yeah. But for me personally, let me do my job and talk about this thing and the brand pay me. And if you, as someone who follows me, wants to go and get it, that is on your own. You do that if you want to. If you want to wait 4 months and save up till you have the coins to buy it, you wait 4 months. But the brand must pay me. I should not be taking a cut off. That's not what
and
I want.
What's so interesting that I think people who don't do our job don't understand, the brand, if at any rate now, they're not paying for conversion rate. The brand are paying for knowledge of their brand to be in a person's psyche.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And for anyone running a brand or dealing in PR, if you are still looking at data and being like, 5,000 people saw this and only five people bought, you're going about this the wrong way. Because there have been things that has just ended up in my psyche because I've seen it on a certain influencer's page. And I might not even be ready to buy right now, but in 6 months' time, I'm like, oh my God, I remember when...
Case in point, the New York bed.
Listen, saw it in a Fashion Girls YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
She put a picture of another fashion girl in the YouTube video. Girlie's holding this bag. I found the girl because I did screenshot the YouTube video, zoom in on the name, went to her page. No, because and this is what I'm saying, when you're invested, you're invested.
When you see something
I was like this speaks to my very being. Yes. I want it right
this is
now.
For me.
She didn't tag it. It was okay. Screenshot again. Flung on stories, I said, fashion girlies, assemble.
Go to work.
I said, we got a problem.
Shift to stuff.
It exists because she got it And I need to have it too.
I want it.
Within 7 minutes.
Somebody said.
Here's the link. Yep. The shop's close to my house. Yep. That is influence.
That's it. That's power right
that
there.
That is, and the amount of times where there's been no link, there's been no brand money exchange, I'm like, I'll do the work myself.
Yes.
Now, what brands should be looking to us to do is do that work for you.
Yes.
I am here to seed your brand to other people.
And show them how I can now take this and make it into this.
This is it.
And sell you that dream. Because I see this bag here and I'm like, okay. I see it when Candice puts it together and I'm like, that's the bag for me.
Do you know how many times people have messaged me and then been like, I was thinking I wanted that, but now I've seen it on you.
I did it the other day with a suit that I bought and this girl was like, I keep taking it in and out of my basket. I saw it on you. I said, let me get it.
And do you know why women like us should now be in demand? Because you don't see stuff on us often. And the first thing people say is, I couldn't see it on my body.
Yes.
I couldn't see it on a woman that looked like me. So I was very like, should I?
Yes.
Get with the program.
Get with the program. I don't even know how we ended up here. I don't know how we ended up here, but we took the scenic route yet again. Yet again. But we've had like 3 conventions and each one I co-signed.
I'm screaming. No,
it has to be said. It has to be said. And I do think we live in a world, listen, I'm not the most eco-friendly human being. I'm trying my best. But in this world, just take a moment and breathe before you put something in your basket when you see it on TikTok shop is all I'm going to say.
Because, take a moment and breathe.
Full stop.
Regardless.
Full stop.
As someone who never had much and now has means, I had to really work through the desire to spend just because I had it. Because that too is a problem.
That's
in the reverse way.
Yeah.
And now I let things linger in a basket for all 6 months. So you know that print Beyonce wore, that moon print, Marine Sir?
Yes,
I think
yes.
Look how long that print is. It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
I finally decided last night I'm ready to bite the bullet.
Mm.
After 2 years, you know. Even Bode said, every time you see this top, you're like, I really... He said, it's been too long now.
Mm-hmm.
Go forth and prosper.
Yeah.
But I just got to a point where I was like, just let him meditate.
Mm.
Let him... And sometimes when you let a want marinate, it just leaves your psyche.
Like,
there's no desire anymore.
Facts.
And again, do you want it or are you being pushed a message of want?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
oh my gosh,
did Loewe see those sunglasses? I will die wanting answers. Like,
Loewe
sunglasses.
Listen,
everyone looking like they got conjunctivitis. It couldn't.
I'm done. I'm moving on to my confession because I'm not even gonna entertain this behavior right now. I'm done. Candice, behavior.
I'm behaving.
My confession is... Candice, I feel like I have to preface this first as well.
Okay.
I'm a lover.
Love.
I will... If I meet you for the first time, I will remember the conversation we had. I remember the feeling you made me feel and the feeling I gave to you, hopefully, and you received it. But I am never going to remember your name. It is so bad. I'm never going to remember your name. I'm with you.
To the point that, and this is very West African and Caribbean, but I met one of my husband's friends a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, you know Hugo.
Yeah.
But he's like, who is Hugo? Not me seeing Hugo Boss on his top.
Don't kill me.
And just in my mind, assimilating the two. My man's name's Jimmy. Hugo. It's not even close. And I said, do you know what's so funny? From here on out in this house, he's Hugo.
Absolutely. Candice.
Don't do that to me.
I'm the first person to give someone a nickname.
Like.
I'm the first person... And I do this thing, right? Let's say Charlie's our producer. Yeah. Let's say I've forgotten Charlie's name. And I don't know her name and I'm trying to... I'll be like, Emma, Daisy, Rachel.
Not the eyes!
Rachel. Bethany? I will just say names that she looks like until if I reach it. And if she turns around and she's like me and I'm like, oh, babe, I'm so sorry. What did I just call you? Oh, my God, let me call you Bethany. I'm so sorry. What's it? Oh, Charlie calls it... It's so bad.
And you know why? Well, is this our reparations though? Because
speak on it. No, let's talk.
Is this the black girlies reparations? Because, and I had it all right at school, Candice Brown, Brathwaite. The hardest bit was everyone wanting to change Brathwaite to Braithwaite.
I did that the first time I met you. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's Candice Brathwaite, a bothering.
Oh.
Body a bothering. When people see that, it's like their tongue just can't.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm doing it purposely.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, sorry, Jane.
Sorry. Is it Jane?
Because,
or is it Jennifer? Who knows?
Because even though it's no longer being said because you're not, quote unquote, allowed to say it, there is still a lot of visible tension or joking around the quote unquote difficult name to pronounce. There's still that energy. Oh, is that right?
If I don't, I slap you in the jaw.
I remember one time when Bode was doing this 9 to 5, his phone was on speakerphone and he was in quite an important meeting and they just kept going, oh, Bode will do it, Bode will do it. And I think I must have been on my period or coming close to, because I was like, who's Bode? Just big and bad on the call. I said, who's Bode?
No.
I said, his name is Bode. And I said, if your wife can sing to Beyonce, you can say Bode.
Like, it's really not that hard.
And in that moment, Bode was rightfully furious. I've just bawled out his bosses on a call. They never got the name wrong again.
But sometimes it has to be
done. I was like, and you've been working with these people for like 6 years?
Candies.
Who's Bode?
Candies.
Like, it's just to the point now on socials, I make him put an accent on the E so that your brain. Yeah.
You see the E at the end of Beyonce? It's the same one. Bode. Copy and paste it.
You can say it.
Copy and paste the sound.
And it just annoys me that they make us, because it's usually people of colour, BAME, people that have names that aren't traditionally British or straightforward to say, make you feel a way. I'm like,
yeah.
Sorry, Hugo.
Do you... Not Hugo.
Sorry.
Do you know how Coco Sorrell was born?
How? I'm dying to know this, actually.
So let's cast our minds back to few years ago. I'm in secondary school. Mm-hmm. I'm 14.
Yeah.
My name is Sorrell. S-A-R-E-L.
That's not even hard to
say. It's not difficult. But I had heard every variation of that name under the sun. Sarrell, Sorrell, Cereal, Sarrell. You name it, I've heard it, right? So my name is Double Barrel, Sorrell Rose.
Okay.
So people then be like, Can I just call you Rose? Do you mind if I just call you Rose? And until I hit 14, I would always be like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, and that okay. Pisces in us would just bend.
It would bend.
We'd just bend.
I'd just be like, okay, fine. I got to 14 and I went and I spent, again, my summer in London, like I was speaking about last week, my summer in London, and everybody got my name.
Yeah.
And then this one girl was like, it kind of sounds like Chanel. And I said...
Love that.
Well, I'll be damned.
Love that.
I said, well, I'll be now. Look at Albert Einstein amongst us. I said, Coco Chanel, Coco Sorrell. Boom.
Oh, it's just so frustrating because again, any Italian designer you feel you want to rock and be in the know, your tongue will find a way.
Even the Zhiflenskis, you're finding a way for your tongue to do the backward somersault. Like, but when it's common, my name.
You just. Although, and what I'm loving about our conversations on the podcast so far is we start with Bents and then we always seem to segue into
it. It gets so deep.
When I had both my kids, their names were a topic of discussion because, unfortunately, under this Great Britain, black people still have to be wary about what you name your kids. Now most traditional CVs go through an AI process. They're not even seen by a human
anymore. Not know that.
Yeah, most CVs now run through like an AI machine. And what they found is that 70% of non-British names were being rejected by the AI machine. It's so funny that Hugo, the same Hugo we're having this joke about, his full name is a lot longer than Jimmy. And he said, oh, I only go by Jimmy because I found that the same CVs I was submitting with my full name versus Jimmy, my full name were getting rejected time and time again. But for Jimmy, I was getting like 5 and 6 interviews. So imagine now, even the thought process behind naming as a black parent.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, any parent, you're just trying to make it easier for your kid out the gate.
Naturally.
I just want you to have an easier time of it. I'm not trying to make... But that then came at the cost of their culture in some ways.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, they both have very traditional Nigerian middle names that their Nigerian grandparents call them. And of course, they've got their dad's last name. But, it, you know, it did mean that I couldn't just go with, I don't know, Olufemi for the first name.
Yeah.
Because I was just like... That's going to get rejected by a machine.
Yeah.
And I know there'll be people that be like, no, just stand 10 toes down. We're up against machines and issues and societal pressures all the time.
And again, I am not, sorry, I am not being the person who is used a systemic change at the cost of trauma for me.
I refuse. I'm sorry, Rosa.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Harriet. Harvey,
I can't.
I am engaged.
I can't do it. I'm so sorry.
Is it every day? Be the change.
I'm so
be the first.
Sorry.
And what I find so funny is the black women that they're saying be the change, we all look alike. You want one version of black woman to be the change so that other versions of black women...
Can have it.
If I talk again, you'll pause the podcast and say, I can't listen to this. They're not for me.
Listen.
So let me...
Listen.
But sometimes the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth.
They will send a certain type of black woman to suffer hardship, abuse, all forms of insanity. And then that gate will be left open and they won't even get but a thank you.
Listen.
I'm not in the no thank you phase of my life. I make that clear to everyone. Listen. I want my flowers whilst I can smell them.
Yes.
And that's not to say ego, but it's also to recognise as a black woman where you're running at a loss. Where are you running at a loss? No pat on the back, no thank you, no...
It's one thing for me to take on that hardship, but for my kids?
Not happening.
I'm not doing that. Not I know happening. What the hardship feels like. I'm not doing that to my child.
Not happening.
So, you know, 10 toes down, you can name your child whatever you want, but I have to go through a different thought process to you. I do.
In our community, not the... I suffered, so you must suffer too.
No.
We must cut that
now. Cut.
That generational curse, we must bring that to an end.
Today.
Oh, I had to suffer. No.
No.
And like someone said online when I was talking about raising my kids in this way, they said, yeah, but life will show them other hardships. Why do you need to be the teacher of hardship?
Mm.
I said, wow, read me then.
Mm.
Life will meet them at the gates. Life will do what it does.
Facts.
Why is it that we feel in our homes we have to lead with the hardship? And that meant even thinking of names. I was like,
yeah.
And everyone, this might be the first time you hear this. This is my confession. Brixton's only called Brixton because Esme was almost called Brixton in my hormonal madness.
Really?
And Bode was like, if you want to live to see the day to have this child, suggest you find your North and South. I was like, nah, Brixton's a sick name. Oh, we can call her Brix for short. And like, my family looked at me like I had 10 heads. They were like, as a black woman from South London, do you not understand how that's going to be perceived?
Yeah.
We're not saying it's not cool. We're not saying it's not cool. It's the perception. We can't call our kids Apple. We can't call them peaches rainbow.
I want you to say it louder.
No, I must tell the truth today.
I want you to say it louder. Tell the truth.
Peaches rainbow unicorn. It cannot happen.
Because do you remember the skit?
I saw some guys over there. His name was Wolfgang. That's his full name.
Yes, I've seen a Wolfgang before. I've heard of a Wolfgang.
Do you
before.
Know how seat in privilege you have to be to confidently write Wolfgang,
bro,
on a birth certificate?
Now imagine.
And not feel like it's going to trouble your life.
Imagine a 21-year-old black man being stopped by the police and they say, what's your name? And you say, Wolfgang? They're giving him 25 to life just for that. Just for that. That is privilege that you do not understand you have.
Wolfgang!
Do you understand the privilege you hold?
Wolfgang!
I can't name my baby boy Wolfgang.
Oh my God! Oh my, watch them then say that this boy is the mastermind behind the gang of wolves that are ripping up your rubbish.
Listen, they will find a charge for him. They'll say a man with a name like Wolfgang? Yeah, he must be in prison. He must be doing time.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I'm like, you know what I'm just like? I'm just like... The layers to our existence and our pet. Ooh.
Who named?
Who, Esme?
Yeah.
So we got Esme because we're massive Twilight fans.
Okay.
I came to my senses.
Okay.
I was like, Esme, such a lovely name.
It's a beautiful
like,
name.
Like, it's just so, like...
It rolls off the tongue. Do you know what I mean?
And
perfectly.
Her name's Esme Olivia.
Oh,
and I'm just like, it's just such a... And then Richard's called Richard after my dad.
I love the name
Richard.
Richard
Jr., RJ.
I love
the name. Do you know what I mean?
Richard.
I'm like, cool, but I would have loved to have gone the full Nigerian route, but I'm just like...
My parents are the same with me. I'm Sarah Rose.
Yeah.
Very much not the Zimbabwean name.
Yeah.
Middle name is Zimbabwean, Nyasha.
And what's so funny is their grandparents will only call them by their Nigerian names.
My parents only call me Nyasha.
And they're very like, they're like, yeah, yeah. Okay, hi.
But it's very normal, I think. And correct me if I'm wrong, but especially in like my household, we all have like very English names.
And then your yeah.
Our Zim names are the ones we are called in the house.
Yeah.
Bar two of my siblings. Mm. But like, it's kind of like a thing, like that's your work name.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
This is your home. You know
and
what I
in
mean?
Some ways, this is where it gets interesting. In some ways, you know, us being a spiritual girlie,
mm.
I like the fact that the names bestowed upon them mm. from people that will soon be spiritual ancestors are public.
Yes.
There's something about yes. that for me
yes.
that just makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
I've never been public about Esme's middle name or RJ because I'm like, actually,
that's close to
our
home.
Business.
Yeah.
That's your protection.
Yeah.
You know, if someone comes to you in your dream with that name, that they are coming to...
Mm.
I feel very... Mm. And also in some ways, I think that leans into what I feel like I didn't or don't have in terms of ancestry or understanding.
Mm.
It's just very choppy waters, and I'm not going to speak for every Black British person of mm-hmm. West Indian descent,
mm-hmm.
but if there was something I was very jealous of my husband for a long time, was his deep knowing of where he is from, and knowing a confidence yeah. and understanding. I know I'm not from Barbados. I know I'm not from Jamaica. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Like I know that.
Yeah.
And people's willingness to not understand and accept that or act obtuse really annoys me.
Mm.
It's like, no, honey, maybe the ship was just full. Like, that's not where we're from.
Yeah.
And seeing the confidence in a West African man who knows where he is from.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
It be making these Black British boys look a bit flaky.
Yeah. No, it does.
I'm like, this guy knows where he's from. Like, and he stands 10 toes
There's
down on
that. There's a confidence
that,
behind it.
That I just don't
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
And if I can give my still now Black British kids, even that ounce of that.
Yeah.
Like, when you go back to marriage, this is your thing.
Yeah.
This is,
love that. I will say, for me, like, and I have a very different growing up to my siblings. I was born in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Came here when I was 4. My dad had never told me a lie. He never convinced me that I was anything other than a Zim woman
yeah.
living in the UK. Like, that is who you are. Mm. So when I enter a room, don't get me wrong, and there's layers to it, and I absolutely am Black British, and I've had only Black British experiences growing up.
Mm.
But when I enter a room and you want to talk to me sideways, it's like, hold on a second. Because what you're not going to do is deal with me like that, because there's a bloodline behind me. There are people behind me who are bigger than that. There's a history behind me. We're not playing those games. You can't look at me like I am less than when I know where I've come from.
Or it's just solely me standing here.
Exactly.
Because what you don't see is the spiritual army behind
me. Exactly.
And I feel like as a Black British kid, I didn't feel that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And now I'm kind of making up for lost time.
Yeah.
Or I'm like learning through my kids, or I lean heavily on Bode's mum for that kind of resource.
Would you ever do one of them DNA things?
Absolutely.
I'm scared.
I'd absolutely do that. But leaning on Bode's mum specifically, it's just been such a gift.
Yeah.
Because it gives me that little edge.
It does.
I'm like, oh, I'm not just walking into this room alone.
No.
You can't chat to me anyway. You have no idea who's praying for me, who has prayed for me, who has come before me.
Yeah.
Like, feeling that way is so important. And, like, names have so much to do with that.
Babe. The value of a name, people underestimate.
Honestly?
I'm sorry, peace and love. And I know I just said, you know, people name their children Apple or whatever, but I can't just name my child Apple. Because what does that mean?
This inanimate object that people eat.
Exactly. What am I saying? Bearing in mind, this is the name you are getting called for your whole life. You are answering
whole
to
life.
This name. So every time someone says Apple, you're like, yes. That means you are saying, yeah, I'm an Apple.
Because speech has so much power. Speech has so much power.
And I understand why it's wild, but my Zim family members are strong when they come to naming people. You get people called strength, God is
listen,
love.
Listen, listen.
Because every time they say your name and they say God is love, you're turning around like, yeah, God is love. That's me.
This is it. And just to have that knowledge and that divinity, there is something about that I love.
Yeah.
And it's a very great antidote to our capitalist heavy,
yes,
dulled, sameness society,
yes,
that we have to endure for the meantime.
Yeah.
Because try no, as shiny as the things are, it's just an endurance for the meantime.
For now.
Because I don't feel any kind of lightness until I'm in a place that feels like a spiritual home.
Mm.
So for me, it's Barbados. The minute that plane's going over that sea and we're about to touch down, everything just falls away.
Ooh.
Everything. Ooh. Also, because, and you would understand this, when you are in a space where you're the majority, shit runs different. The blood through your veins runs different.
When I went to Zimbabwe, I was shocked. I was, first of all, I've never seen so many black people in one place in my life. But also, like, not feeling, you know, and it's really hard to describe, okay, to anyone who doesn't know this feeling. But sometimes you're walking down the street, I'm very aware that I'm the only black person. Or I'm very aware that, like,
aware.
Like, I'm very, or like,
or that I'm the only curvy person.
Oh, gosh.
Rolling up on set, I'm like, I said 16 to 18.
And Candace, don't talk to me about
sex. Good thing I packed my own bag.
Listen, a good thing I packed my own makeup.
Oh, girl, because how we are still having this problem in 2023? Very confused.
I saw a video of an actress, I've forgotten her name, on TikTok, and she was crying in the makeup chair because the makeup artist she had finally understood it. And she was like, I just feel seen.
Like,
and I was like, I feel this.
And
deeply.
In my opinion, you should not be able to call yourself a makeup artist.
If you can't.
Unless you're practiced in every skin tone. Because what's so funny, black makeup artists can make a white girl look fire. It needs to be reciprocated.
If I
And it shouldn't be that we're still travelling with our own kit,
yep,
our own clothes,
yep,
our own wig brushes.
Yep.
Get it together.
Because it's not hard, you just don't want to.
Because you will pack fake tan.
Yeah.
For our white counterparts.
Yes.
But oh, I'm so, will this do? That's the, will this, it will not.
Oh, my favourite. Once you're on camera, it will just.
It will look worse.
It will look terrible, babes. You're not going to have me looking crazy.
Then I'm going to get cancelled, as if I did this to myself.
Like I want to be ashy in the face.
Like, I actually have a rule in contracts now that I do my own makeup.
Really?
It's a firm rule. Like, it's something that management just enforce. They're like, oh no, you can take that hour off the sheet because she will only do her own makeup. And I don't care who it upsets.
Really?
But one thing about me is I want to look at a piece of work and see myself.
Your
not
makeup
who you
is
think
good,
I,
though.
Girl.
Your makeup
and,
is
And the
blade.
Thing is, girlies, don't judge me. I'm not a contour beat to the hilt, but I know what I like.
No. Your makeup is great.
I'm like, good skin, red lip, lash, gone.
Yeah.
And sometimes... No, I'm just not doing it. I'm just not...
We're totally different. I'm so lazy. I'm so lazy. But I will put
as long as your artist is good.
So one thing I've done is either say, okay, I'll bring someone.
Yeah.
Like, that you pay, but I'll bring someone. I'll pick the person. Or... we need to have a consultation before so I can see her makeup kit. Because I've been somewhere and there've been two shades on that table. I don't know who I gotta talk to, but there's only two shades, babe. There's only two shades and none of them is mine. No. I like ease in life. I don't want to do my own makeup. I don't want to do my own hair. I want to look good.
Yeah.
And I want to turn up and do my job. There are professionals. You are a makeup artist? Be the makeup artist.
This is what I'm saying.
But I'm also not afraid of saying, that doesn't look like it's my shade. Like, I'm also not... We will do the back and forth until we get
thing.
It right. But I love the fact that you do your own makeup.
But to be in a place like in Barbados where, no offence, there's just no white foundation on the shelves. It's not a tone they sell often. That's not to say they aren't white Bajans. Most white Bajans are very rich and own most of the land, but that's a conversation for another day.
My point is,
it's very easy to find my shade.
Yes.
The place I am least body conscious is in Barbados.
And I've been to Barbados, let me tell you something.
Because Barbados, the man them are like...
And Bajan men! Bajan men! When I went... Bearing in mind, every time I travel with my friends, again, I'm the biggest, I'm dark-skinned, I'm...
Bajan men will crash their car for you, brother. Are you okay?
I was being looked at...
Mountain high, valley low.
And audibly saying stuff that I can hear, like...
And guess what? Okay, and this is where I love how we just do all of this in the conversation. This is really interesting. To some degree, I know how uncomfortable, grotesque, and all of those things, especially when I was younger, in the UK, catcalling was.
Oh, gosh,
or being spoken to in that manner. I'm not disregarding that.
Yes.
There is something about 35-year-old me.
This is a deep confession.
Confess.
That don't mind someone leaning out their car. Baby girl, you look good, you know. There is... No. There's something about my spirit, Sorrel.
Because... But I will also say this. Baby girl, you look good, you know.
Good. Perfect.
Go three steps further, mean you're going to have an issue now.
When you know that line, when you know that,
you just want to appreciate beauty. Appreciate me. I'm here to be appreciated. I'm art.
There is something about that. Because I was having a conversation with my other dark-skinned black friend who was like, do you know what I find funny? Talking to other women about their history with being catcalled or approached on the street. And in some ways wanting to say... that must be nice for you. Even though I know that hurt them.
Yeah.
Also being like, no one ever. Ooh. Do you know, the beauty stuff. All of these things are so layered and so nuanced. Oh,
that's the perfect word is nuanced. Because also there's a world in which it hurts me that catcalling is the only form.
No, it's the way you're sinking lower.
My little finger.
Because I want to make sure I say it.
You're like, oh, girl.
I want to make sure it comes across correctly.
Is the only form in which a dark-skinned black woman can get a compliment. And that's saddening. That's why it's nuanced. Because, like I said, there are some compliments that I'm like, yes. You know, for example, when you go to an art gallery, you appreciate the art, okay? It's beautiful. You say, wow, what a great piece. But your hands aren't all up in the Mona Lisa, greasing it up. Don't get weird with it. Don't do too much. Don't be greasing up the Mona Lisa. Look at the Mona Lisa, appreciate the Mona Lisa and keep it pushing, right? That's the problem. Catcalling crosses a line, right?
Absolutely.
But for your friend to say that
on everything,
that means that she didn't hear it
anywhere. But now I think about it, pre-marriage, I never heard that. And there was always those situations where you go out with your friends where you had to deep and wonder, am I even going to be a point of attraction? And then in order to protect my spirit, I just started to get into a vibe of, I don't want anyone to be attracted to me. Mm. That was a lie. Mm. You know, sometimes it's like putting on gloves to go out in the snow. Uh-huh. The snow's going to be there. Uh-huh. What can I do to protect myself? Uh-huh. Let me tell myself this lie from we leave this house so that when I am looked over or I'm not approached, it doesn't cut so deep. Because in my mind, I've worked on my mind enough to trick it into believing. I don't even want that.
Okay.
I don't even want that.
Okay, I'm going to say something else.
Oh, child, this is going to be spicy.
Now, we are talking about catcalling right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And as a black woman and your experience with that. Mm-hmm. It's a question, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think that is why some dark-skinned black women overlook the fact that they're being fetishized when they go into relationships with certain people?
If I scream this house down.
Do you think?
Let me set the tone from the top. Because I don't want no one tippy-tapping in the comments with their acrylics talking about why are you talking for everyone. I'm just talking for me. Me and me alone. I absolutely overlooked that. And the reason why I've got no shame in saying that is because I know the growth and work that I've had to do with myself to arrive at a place where I can put that on a poster.
Yeah.
But also, I don't want people to misunderstand or not see how much must have been lacking for me to accept that. Because it's too quick for us to continuously pin the tail on the dark-skinned black woman and be like, do you know what it is like to actually live your life in lovelessness? Deep what I'm... I'm sorry, guys. You might have to draw for the Kleenex today. Because I know... the reason why I know I'm hitting home with some listeners is because I know I'm hitting home with myself. Mm. Do you know what it is like to exist in an abyss of lovelessness?
Oh, gosh.
Or lack of attraction? Or getting to a point where you don't even go out because you're like, the love of my life is not even going to be there because I'm consistently told that there is no love for me. So if the only thing I can do is overlook the fact I'm being fetishized, you best believe I can manage. You best believe I can manage. And linking that to another thing that sits heavy on my spirit day in, day out.
Mm.
This happened a while ago now, but it's still... Not what he done gets at me, but the reaction got at me. You know, Trevor Noah left The Daily Show.
Yes.
And he said, thank you. Primarily thank you to black women who taught me, who did it. Then I saw a lot of black men retweeting and resharing. And I was like, well, goddamn. Well, riddle me that.
Uh-huh.
How are you so unable to be so thankful and give it? No, because I'm going to go there. Because you know that I'm closer to 40 than anything else.
Open up the throat chakra.
You knew what's coming. The Ricky healer said, free yourself. And I can't stop it once it comes up. Your girlfriends and your wives very rarely look like the kind of women this man was thanking.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk one thing, then do another.
Mm.
One, like my granddad used to say, one oar can't row no boat.
Mm.
And I am not telling people to not love who they love and all of that, whatever. Mm. I'm just saying the data is still so thin on the ground for women that look like us to be lifted up upon high publicly. Mm. I'm not talking about what you do in your bedroom. I'm not talking about who you're talking to on Hinge.
Ooh.
I'm not talking about who's giving you sloppy toppy. I said on high, publicly. I didn't say in the closet.
I said out on road. Yeah.
Because the energy you have in your group chats, the energy you have with each other, is not what is being processed out onto the streets. And even though I'm a dark-skinned black woman, happily in love with a dark-skinned black man, I can still see where my girls...
The gap is gapping. The gap is gapping. Yeah.
And then the minute women who look like me speak out or try and have this conversation, my preference... My immediate defence, instead of maybe a willingness to unwrap why that is your preference. I'm not saying get rid of your preference. I'm saying, are you willing to have a deep dive on why that is
your preference?
And I am saying this from a place of, because I've had this discussion in one of my books about my son. I'm already reckoning with the day. Look, I'm shaking. Guys, what the fuck you understand?
Quivering.
The cup is just...
That damn glass has had it.
I'm already shaking in my size 2 boots.
Uh-huh. Your size 2?
No, I'm a 5. Oh.
Girl, I was about to say.
I'm already shaking.
Uh-huh.
About the day, because it's highly likely, given his postcode and the school that he goes to, that my son is going to be like, Mama!
Mommy!
The girl I love don't really look like you.
Yeah.
And I can already hear you lot saying that's his business. I don't want to hear it. I am battling with inner demons. And this is what you need to understand. Perfect. It's not even about you. I'm just sharing to share.
Perfect.
I am battling with inner demons. I am not going to stop my son from doing whatever he wants with whomever, as long as they're consenting adults.
You have said
But what you will need to understand that if that is his preference or choice, that is going to bring up something in me.
Yes. And this is the thing. Just because someone is a parent, just because somebody's in a relationship, just because I'm in a certain point in my life, doesn't mean I'm not working on stuff that has happened to me.
Always.
I'm constantly working.
And sometimes it's your children that are going to bring that to the top.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
My love.
And so to be looking in my own son's eyes and maybe have to understand that for a multitude or plethora of reasons, someone that looks like his mother is not his preference, that's a lot to sit with. And I don't hear many black women speak about that. Like, how does that truly make you feel? Like,
how does that sit with you? And for me also, it's not even a case of like, how can I put it? It's not a case of like, my son or future son not dating somebody who doesn't look like me, right? That's not it. Mm. It's a case of, again, why?
What are your definitions of beauty?
What
in this
does
house
he deem?
Where every piece of art is leaning towards black love what? And every book has a black face on
right?
it. First and foremost, what do you think about yourself? Let's
yes.
have that conversation.
Let's do that.
Because I need to make sure, and this is something that a lot of parents maybe wouldn't understand to check. I need to make sure that you're proclaiming your love of this person comes from the right space.
Mm-hmm.
Because that woman that slid into my DMs one time who was like, I've just really worked out that my black husband only married me because I'm not a black woman.
Yeah.
That can also happen.
And it's sad.
Don't be putting your self-hate on someone else
that's
now.
That's it.
Or thinking that bringing them into the chat
that's
can eradicate
it.
That in you.
That's it.
There's still some self-work to be
to be done.
And yet, because my husband tells me off about this all the time, mm-hmm. he's like, so what if Esme had a specific preference? I said, that's her business.
Go where the love is.
I am so biased.
Go where the
I'm so biased. I know people will be like, no, let me tell you why I think my logic makes sense.
Okay, tell us.
Because black women that look like us are always on the back foot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm not necessarily sitting here waiting for someone who looks like my child to be the first in line for her heart.
Mm.
It the data shows that wasn't really the reality. Mm. So Esme, you know, I'm just going to be like, hey, supermodel in a can or a glass.
Yeah.
Whatever you say, that's how I will judge you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whereas for my son, there's something there that I know I need to work on because I shouldn't push that on him, mm. but I know it will
rise up. It will rise up. You are well aware of it. You are well aware of it. And that's one thing I love about talking to us because we are so aware of like, listen,
you
I need to work
point
on
out
this.
My flaws. They're all out here
they're
for show.
Very
I,
much
I
on display.
It.
I'm working through
I get
it. I ain't perfect.
Because but a lot of the rappers, they're everyone.
Yeah.
Your women so rarely look like
Yep.
a certain kind of woman.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, is it preference or is it societal sway?
Yeah.
And that will be that
on that. We have had some
child?
Confessions today.
Oh, have we? Oh, of course we have. Sarah's like, what did you think? My mind, guys.
We've got some. Well, there's some stories as well, I think.
Okay.
But we'll figure out because again, we've not seen any of them.
No,
our
we
producer
never see them, guys.
Is just
you guys,
about to hand them to us.
You guys see our immediate reaction.
Immediate, real, raw, and honest.
It started to give me anxiety, actually. Wait,
honestly, because when I read that title, I'm like, what is about to happen right here?
I'm scared.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so we have our listener confession that's come in. Mm-hmm. This one,
stop.
I'm sorry, let me
start doing this like, I need to be blindfolded.
Yeah, honestly, my face says it all before I've even started. So the confession is about sex.
Oh,
yeah. The title is Chicken Kisses. I don't know, but we will soon find out. The confession. So, I went on a few dates with this guy that I wasn't feeling like 100%. He was a really nice guy though. Husband material and all that. So I kept going on dates with him. We probably kissed like
twice because I wasn't attracted to him at all.
Oh, God.
Red flag already.
Like...
One day, I just... One day, I decided to try and have sex. Yeah, doesn't make sense, but he was such a nice guy that I felt bad for not trying.
Babe. Oh, my...
Oh, no, sweetie.
That could have been the end of the confession right there. We could have gone to that.
That would have been enough to talk about right there. We got more. So on the day, I started playing with him and took him to the bedroom. Believe me, all I could think is that he kisses like a chicken. Like little chicken bites.
Like peck.
Chickens are painful. Like what can you do? Have you ever been pecked by a chicken? Like, okay. Apart from that,
there's been too many apart. There's been too many apart.
However, how many however do we need, babe? Apart from that, he was using so much perfume that I barely can breathe. But stupid me kept trying. This is your point. You try too hard. Okay, stupid me kept trying to the point I asked him to put on condoms. The guy says he doesn't really use... Crimson red, the brightest red you could ever see. The blood of Jesus red flag. What do you mean?
Do we have to say this every episode? Pull up the pussy.
Draw a bridge.
I'm sweating.
The guy says he doesn't really use and doesn't have any. I was prepared and gave him one. This 30-year-old guy doesn't know how to put on a condom. Screaming. Once again, my stupid self ignores. No, I'm sorry. We're in the closet and it's all love, but you are right to call yourself stupid. Sometimes it's okay to know yourself. Because in this moment, you're giving very much stupid behavior. No, peace and love. Feel the peace, feel the love. All peace, all love, but come...
30 years old.
And you kept persisting? What were you looking for? A promotion? What's happening? I'm confused. I'm so confused. Once again, my...
The desire for husband is...
She said at the top, husband material.
If I...
Burn the material. The satin ain't worth. It's giving... I don't even know.
It's giving Polly and Esther.
It's viscose. It ain't giving high quality silk.
Look.
Once again, my stupid self ignores another yellow flag.
No, I'm screaming. No, I'm actually this, done.
No, you typed yellow flag. You typed yellow? No. No, Candice, I really want to finish this, but I actually have to stop every time. What do you mean, another yellow flag? Once again, my stupid self ignores another yellow flag and tried to do the job. And after all this shift work, this guy, big AF, can't move and continued chicken biting me to the point I had to give up. Not the chicken bites being the thing that made you give up. Okay. I made an excuse and we finished this date. So my stupid ass finished at 2 a.m. almost crying from rage, in brackets, for this guy with a huge banana that can't move and kisses like a chicken. I finished everything with him, but didn't have the heart to tell him exactly why. I just made excuses.
You are right to cry with rage.
Sometimes tears have to be shed.
Like, cry with the rage, because the rage could only be towards yourself.
They say, if you don't learn, you must feel. That. I want you to know there isn't a sentence that is finished where I haven't got something to say about it. Because there is not a sentence that has been typed where I can stop and continue. There has to be something that is said about it. Because from the top, you're talking about this guy's husband material. What does that mean? We're on a few dates. I wasn't feeling him, but he's... So how can someone be husband material if you're not feeling him?
No judgments. I'm not even making that judgment without getting down to material of the bedroom. I'm not getting stuck. I'm not getting bamboozled. Cause it...
Next point. Listen,
my whole thing is, how can somebody be husband material when you don't like them? Are you trying to say you don't want to like your husband?
You kept forcing it.
This is, it's like trying to put a square peg in a round hole. What are you doing? You kept
forcing it.
Babe, love yourself. Oh my God.
Babe, do we even need to record new episodes at this point? We could just hit record on the pre-recorded thing. Pull up the pussy drawbridge. Love yourself.
It's like we're repeating.
Reeling the willy.
Like, because I don't. And then the fact this man doesn't have condoms. Babe, you should have ran for the hills.
At 30?
That right there. That man has got something. Sorry.
At 30?
Sorry. Even at 21.
Like.
If there's no condom, get out. Run. If he doesn't have a stash in his room, get out and run.
I'd rather see bear than none.
100%. I'd rather know you're being safe than stupid.
And then I'm always confused at a man's willingness to go unprotected.
Bruh.
That always baffles me.
Bruh.
Because I see certain podcast clips and certain conversations and they're just like...
They're very nonchalant about it. And I'm confused because it's like...
Again, I know it feels like everything you say could be taken out of context these days, but there's something very different about not using condoms in a 2-year relationship.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
You've probably had a conversation about... birth control. Hopefully you've been tested together. Like, there's way more measurements you can go through in 2 years than 2 dates.
Exactly. And again, everybody operates differently, but I know that some people want to get tested before they dabble in any activity. Some people want to do contraception. Because to me, birth control ain't enough.
It's not enough.
The problem isn't having a baby. I don't want a disease I can't get rid of for the rest of my life. That's what I don't want. A baby is a blessing. If you want to keep it, by the way, this is not, I just want to clarify that we ain't giving on that. But do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, child. And I hate bad kissing. I hate bad kissing. Everyone's going to cancel me. I can feel it coming.
No, go on.
But sometimes throw caution to the wind.
Yes. Say it.
Sometimes thin lips are the problem.
I am done. Not the problem.
No, as someone who was bullied viciously for the size of their lips, this could be my reparations. This could be my time to shine.
We can't keep saying that.
I've got a lot to call back.
Reparations!
So hear me out.
Go on.
It's just that less lip, less circumference area, less power.
Yes.
And I can't award myself a lot of things, but I'm saying this as an esteemed kisser. So sometimes there's just not enough lippage to do more than peck and pull.
Not peck and pull.
And this isn't to say, because those of us with more lip, you could do washing machine. There's a lot to learn. Also, the problem is in, and I'm not saying this from a place that I do, because looking back, I never did it, but it's still a problem, of not telling men what's not working.
Case in point, she says
she it. She was like, you cried your tears of rage and you just made excuses.
Tell them. Open the throat.
Go to a Reiki healer. I might have to start a GoFundMe to spread out the Reiki healer money, because I'm like...
Open the throat chakra.
These things never change.
Yeah. You have to say something.
And for him to be arriving at 30 and clearly been doing enough, I'm just like, so someone's not telling him that certain things aren't working.
Could never be me.
And do you know what? Chicken pecs washing machine, it works for someone.
Someone's going to like it.
Like,
it just ain't me.
The fact that you didn't like anything from the jump,
yeah,
that's the real confession. And what we need to get to the root of, sweetie, is to make sure that you don't keep going against your own intuition and instincts. Because that's the truth.
We live in a day and age where women want to be Build-A-Bear manufacturers. Oh my God. You want to build your boyfriend. You want to build your man. He's husband material. Yeah, but I want a full garment. I don't want the material. I want the full outfit ready to go. I'm not here to do cut, paste, arts and crafts.
And you can build with, but you can't build them.
Listen, if his mother didn't build him, if his father didn't build him, if his community didn't build him, what am I going to do?
And then we literally think we can save and change. And guess what? The one in 10 that do, he still ends up leaving you for someone with no toolbox.
For somebody else. You've done IKEA DIY flat pack on this man and he's gone and situated himself in somebody else's bedroom. I'm sorry, pardon? No. For me, bad kissing is like a absolute cardinal. No. It's just, I can't do it, bad kissing.
And to be honest, I don't think I've ever kissed a bad kisser who then wasn't bad in bed. They are usually like the gateway.
Oh, I see.
Do you see what I'm saying? One it's usually like this, a very good marker of what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, that preview was... And then you wait around for the full movie and that's rubbish as well.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I think kissing for me, and it's so...
Kissing is so important.
I prefer lip-sync over any form of, like,
kissing
intimacy.
So
like,
important.
Don't hold my hand, kiss me.
Yeah. Like, I'm not really a hand-holder, actually.
I don't mind, but I'm not, like... it has to be the right person because sometimes someone holds my hand and I'm like, ew, get away.
Yeah.
You're clammy, ew. Like, yeah, you know? stop. But I'm definitely like a kisser. I'm a lipser. I love a good kissing session. Like, oh, and when a man can kiss you and you get the butterflies and you're like, ooh!
And the hold at the back of the neck.
No! Stop it! Stop it!
Or the tilt of the chin.
The chin. No, the chin. The chin tilt. And then the like pull in. Give it to me every day. The chin tilt. Oh my God.
But you got a chicken pecker.
You didn't even get a lip bite. You got a chicken peck. I love a good lip bite.
I love a lip bite to a point. Yeah,
like the bottom lip, just
not
a little.
No, like Edward Scissorhands.
No. Don't be yamming on my lip like a chicken breast. Like flipping it. Calm down, sir. calm down. But a little nibble.
Not the lip charcuterie.
That's what I want.
What did we drop?
Rex is chewing on something.
Oh, God. Not you doing the nibble.
Rexton, no nibble.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, girl, sorry. I just...
Yeah.
Try not to do that again.
Listen, if you do that again, I want you to know it's all prayers, thoughts, but you're just going to go through the same situation.
And stop, like, viewing your dates in this frame of husband material.
Just go and have fun. And you enjoy being with that person.
I hear the girlie saying date with intention. Yes.
Yes.
But also, that kind of pressure put you in a situation you didn't want to be in.
And, you know, it's so key because also there's a part where date with intention, yes, is absolutely needed, but sometimes it can be desperate. Because your intention is, I want to get married. And your desperation is leading you.
With a checklist.
Just go and have fun. The first three dates, have fun. After the third date, we should know if I want to see you again. But three dates is fun. Have fun. If you're not having fun on the first date, don't go back.
Literally.
Like, why are you putting yourself through this?
And also then date with your own standards and rules in place. Not internet rules, not girly rules, not...
Yes.
Like, date with your own
yes.
things in place.
Yes.
Oh, but Sasha said... they're horrible if they don't open a door and your own rules.
Are you, exactly. Do you know what you want is the question.
And do you know what your non-negotiables are? Mm. Not the scene's non-negotiables. Mm. Because guess what? If I was to live my life by the scene's current non-negotiables, well, they wouldn't be with me and I wouldn't be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So he wasn't like a business manager or a business analyst?
Yeah.
Like we would have failed based on the current system's non-negotiables.
Yeah.
What are your non-negotiables?
Yeah.
Because again, those are going to change over time.
Yep.
And you need to know that you can back your own chat.
Yep.
In your choice.
Yep.
And defend your own partnership. So ciao.
Ciao.
It's well with you.
It is well. We'll save that for next week because I want to talk more about.
Oh, can I just give us a preview? Because you know I'm noticing, girl.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, this dating standard and everything that goes on and this whole idea of like, yeah, you're dating, but are five of your girls on the date with you?
Who's doing that?
Because some girlies are dating, but their friends are in their head.
Oh, phew. Water.
Not physically. Not physically. But the friends are in their head.
Yes.
And it's like, will Sarah like this about him? And it's like, do you?
You have to live with, you like have to live with
it
that.
About him.
Oh.
So we'll get into that.
I absolutely agree. That one, child.
We'll get into that.
Let me get
that.
My notes ready for next week.
Listen. Anyways.
That has been today's episode. And child, as ever, what is said in the closet
stays in the closet.
We will see you soon.
Love you lots.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad gets us through heartache.
Chin up, sport.
Oh, hey, TV Dad.
You know what heals all wounds?
Time?
No, it's remembering the drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
But Jen still doesn't want to be with me.
True. I actually saw her with your friend Brian earlier.
Wait, what?
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
When you save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA Safe Pilot, you'll feel like a big deal. Even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA Safe Pilot. Restrictions apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.